struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okie dokie, we got second date update on the 20s. Alyssa is on the line.
I got Alyssa things to tell you.
Alyssa!
You can be my boss, Alano.
So check this out. Me and this guy, his name is
What you have to say, Milano, on the line?
No, Milano,
listen, I ain't here to hear your stories and your childhood crushes.
Please. So, guess where we met, everybody? My favorite app, which is Hinge, of course.
Okay.
And I was swiping on there. So, we actually met up. And we started hanging out, and he took me on a date, which was really cute. It was a dinner date in Kailua. I felt like we had a super good time. Like, the cherry on top, he gave me a little kiss goodnight.
Aww.
But I am a little sad now because I've been calling him and texting him, but he's not responding to me. So I'm wondering, like, if I did something wrong because it feels like he's ghosting me right now.
I can tell you what you did wrong. Probably because he was talking to you and you just didn't respond just, like, to anything to that moment. He said. And you just, you're one track and you're like, this is my message.
Yes,
I don't care what you have to say. I don't care what your message is, but I must get from point A to point B. Ignore everything you say.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, I was talking. Everything was going well. Like, we were holding hands, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay. I guess what I'm trying to ask is, like, when you were talking and interacting, keyword being interact. Okay, how about I be Alyssa? Either of you can be, what was his name again, Alyssa?
His name was Calvin.
Calvin. Ooh. Who wants to be Calvin? I'll be Alyssa.
I'll be Calvin.
He'll be Calvin.
You weren't this way, were you, Alyssa? Go ahead, Calvin.
Hi, Alyssa. How are you today?
I wanted to see about getting a new iPhone case for my phone. I'm really tired of this one. I'm bored of it.
Oh, dude, what color is your iPhone?
The price range that I'm looking for is nowhere above $25 because
what's
at that point
one?
In time, it's just, why would I spend that much money on an iPhone case that I'll probably get bored of within 3 months?
So what's wrong with your phone? Why do you need a new one?
Did I mention my mom? She had said that I should probably pick up her mom
laundry
from the senior citizen home.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yes.
Guys,
the seniors,
like, we
my mom's... What?
I promise we were getting along. It's not like that.
Oh, she does hear us.
I was like, very focused. I was super focused, guys. I don't know. He's like cat for the ghost now. But
okay.
I promise you, I wasn't like an airhead or anything. I was paying attention.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you sound like a ball of joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I hear you, I think it's bubbly and gregarious.
Yes.
All right. Well, Alyssa.
Not talk to me.
Well, okay. And you would be a tough date. Alyssa, we're going to give Calvin a call right now, and we'll just go straight to it. We'll find out from him why it is that he never got back to you. Most importantly, we'll try to get you guys lined up for another date.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Me. Sounds like it.
I'm not. All right, here we go. Here we go. Let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hello, is this Calvin?
Yeah.
Calvin, it's the Keola Show. That's Fat Joe.
How's it?
That would be MJ right there.
Aloha.
Yeah, we got Calvin Klein in the house.
Oh, yeah. That's going to go Calvin and Hobbs.
Yeah, that's Calvin and Hobbs.
Oh, man, we better make sure that's Calvinized.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? Oh, this is awesome, man. I love the show, dude. I listen to the show all the time, man.
Really?
I appreciate you, Calvin.
Dude, Joe, how did the acting classes go for Tahi?
Oh, hey, it's going well right now. So we got another performance coming up on the scripts that they're working on.
Oh, what play are they doing?
It's just individual scenes, like him and a partner.
Cute.
And they're acting out a scene.
Dude.
From what book?
It's not from a book. It's a detective scene, kind of. One guy is questioning the other one.
Oh, wow.
And it's kind of weird, like, you know what happened? Somebody got murdered that night. You know who it was? Kind of what's in the scene. Yeah, yeah.
Is it impromptu or?
No, it's all scripted.
Who wrote it?
I can recommend as a fan, you should let them do the scene from Heat. I'm just saying, that would be a great scene for kids to be watching.
Yeah, Scarface is a really good one.
Yeah,
just shoots everybody up.
Say hello to my little friend.
Great for 8-year-olds.
It's the Calvinator.
We got some family plays going on right now. It's an AK-47.
Yes.
Well, hey, Calvin, got to let you know, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you. So legally, need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's okay?
Yeah, man, I love you. Yeah, what's up, man?
I love you,
man.
All right, we're calling about this girl. You guys met on Hinge. You had dinner in Kailua, to my recollection. She's quite the conversationalist, this woman. In regards to what she has to say, sticks with it, and then you just go with the flow. Do you know what we're referring to?
She knows what she wants to talk about, and she knows what she wants to do. I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure that there's some undiagnosed ADHD going on there, man.
Well, I'm the expert on that.
It takes one to know one.
Yes. There's three of us. I'm the only one has been diagnosed, or he actually went into the doctor to be diagnosed
for it. He knows what's up.
Yes. I'll be able to tell you whether or not she is. So what happened?
Yeah, we got to dinner at Kailua, and then we had to wait for about 30 minutes before we even got seated. It took 10 minutes before the server came to ask us about a drink, and then she looked at me and goes, oh, they only have 2 servers on the floor. Which I got to be honest with you, I would not have noticed how many servers they have on the floor. As a patron, I'm not walking into any restaurant noticing how many servers they have on the floor. But I swear to God, she excused herself from the table. She picked up the plate of poke that had barely been touched, and she brought it to our table. Like, so she picked up somebody else's plate, she brought it to our table.
What? Wait, what? Like, hold on, blow the whistle, you're flying through this over here.
Hold on.
So wait, the other table that had some barely eaten poke, were they just sitting there and then like, that's ours? That's delicious, by the way. Isn't it good? It's good. Yeah, thank you. We'll take it to our table now.
No, these are people that got up and left.
Gosh.
And then she went and got their food. Some lady had left like a half glass of wine and she drank that half glass of wine.
Oh my God, gross.
Like, gross.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't have the, I used to be a heavy set dude. I get what it is to be hungry, but I've never had the to do that, man. Like, I would never think about going to somebody. Even, like, they're not there. They weren't there. They left. The people left, but I just never had the to be like, let me just eat people's leftovers right there on the restaurant. Like, I just stay quiet. I'm like, whoa, okay. And then she just kept doing that. She would get up and then clear people's tables. She started bossing tables. She told other people in the restaurant, oh, be patient. How was your evening so far? Be patient. Your waiter will be right back.
Oh, my God.
She worked there or something?
Yeah, so wait, she was doing this all while you guys were waiting for your server to come get your order.
Yeah. Like, it was in between. Like, our server would come. Like, again, it took him 10 minutes to get there and to get our drink orders. And then he would leave. And then she would get up and do all of this. And it was like, what is going on? Like, I didn't understand what was happening. And at first, I thought she was doing it, like, joking. Like, oh, I'm going to go over there and eat some poke, you know? And, like, I thought I was like, oh, that's funny. You know when a comedian does a joke, like, or brings out something, a prop on stage, and then doesn't mention the prop? You're like, are you just not going to mention it? So she ate this food, drank the drink, and then would come back to me and then have a regular-ass conversation about, like, nothing that just happened. I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, that's... Are you for real? And I thought she was joking the first time, and then she got up. She started talking to other people. Your server, I heard her tell the table, like a couple tables down from us, oh, I'm glad you're having a good time. How's your day been? Oh, your server will be right with you. And I'm like, what is happening here, dude?
While she's doing all that, did you eat any of the poke?
No! She didn't. I'm sorry, man. You could call me a wuss, dude, but after COVID, I was like, I don't want anybody
drinking. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't know who these people are. I don't know what these people are about. And plus, what kind of psycho doesn't take the poke with them, bro? Like, I don't understand these people's logic. So I'm like, I'm not gonna do that.
So when she went up to get the half glass of wine that was left by another customer, did she just like stand up and tank it, or did she bring it back to the table and start?
She took it to the head right then and there.
Oh my God!
My kind of girl, man.
You know, it makes sense too, because the server come back and be like, "Wait, did you order wine?" She'd be like, "No, I did not."
That's
but
not on my bill, bro.
That's where you go straight to the table and
yes.
Bottoms up. All right.
She was serving other people's water. Like, she was got the water pitcher and she was serving other people their water.
Oh my God.
Bonkers, dude. Bonkers. Like, I'm a pretty laid back guy. Like, if she would have come back and be like, oh my God, did you see what I did? I would have been like, yo, that's hilarious. Like, I would have, but she didn't mention any of it. Like, to her, it was completely common practice. This wasn't like a crazy, like, look at me, I'm a wild, crazy girl, I'm so fun. This was like, we would be in the middle of a conversation. I would be mid-sentence. Have you spoken to her? Because I don't know if you get this. When you start talking to her, if she has something to say, she's going to tell you what she has to say no matter what. Like, she doesn't let... I'll be in the middle of talking, and then she'll be like, right. And then she'll just get up and then go do something at somebody else's table. And I'm like, what is going on? She had the servers, like, thanking her. And I swear to God, I asked when a waiter came by. I was like, hey, dude, do you know her? Does she work here? And they're like, no.
Oh.
Wow. What? She's like, I'm taking a percentage of your tip.
I hope she got her tips at night, man.
Well,
dude, there was a part of me that really thought, oh, she must work here. Or maybe she just worked here like a month ago or something, and she still knows the people. Like, but and I asked her, I'm like, have you ever worked here? She goes, no. And I, like, just very matter-of-factly. And I was like, oh. Okay, she did end up telling me that she did work the service industry in the past, but not that restaurant. Just do this to every restaurant?
It sounds like you're on my double dose of ADD medication.
Yes,
this is all rapid fire. You're like the opposite of Alyssa.
Yeah.
I would have loved to like secretly record your guys' conversation on your dinner date.
I say this because anybody who I've tried to tell this story to, they're like, they don't really comprehend. So it's like, oh yeah, that's just Hinge. You know, you just meet different people on Hinge, crazy people on Hinge. But not when you guys call me, because I listen to the show so much. When you guys call me, I'm like, no, they got to understand what's happening here, man. What's, this is crazy.
I feel like, you know, the good news is you took a 20-minute story and condensed it down into 7.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah. Well, hey, Calvin, you know what? We're going to go straight to the source because actually, and I'm sorry to put you in this position, but being that you listen all the time, you probably are aware of this. Alyssa's on the other line. She had called us to call you. Alyssa!
Alyssa, may I take your order?
Yo, give this to you. Yeah, man, you do take initiative, girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm a hand to hold, you know? So, Calvin, you should have just seen the greatness in me. You know, I was just trying to, like, hurry things along, and quite frankly, I, like, know what it feels to be the only server on the floor. If you've never worked at it, sucks, you know? So, I don't know why you're getting upset.
Yeah, like, and on top of that, Alyssa, if I may defend you, she saved you $16 on your tab.
That's right. Yeah,
that's
right.
Tips you collected, be conservative for poke and a half a glass of wine.
Oh, yeah, that's not cheap.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I see people that need help, I know what it's like. So there's only 2 servers. Customers were just staring and getting upset because they don't have their sauces and their waters are empty. They don't have napkins. So
I like your approach.
Yeah. Well, then, you know, I sit down. I think what you said earlier, Calvin, was that you guys had to wait 30 minutes before you got seated.
Right.
And then it was like another 10 minutes before the server even came to greet you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a total of 40 minutes. That is 20 minutes short of an hour.
You're starving.
And if I'm hungry, bro, I'm going to be over there like, hey, the poke, they will leave. Okay.
Yes.
Bam.
It's like, oh, are those chicken quesadillas? They're up and gone.
Bam. I went there before them, bro.
Bam.
Is that a gin and tonic? He barely took 2 sips out of that.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. So he can't be mad at me.
I'm not even disagreeing with you. And Alyssa, I don't want to make it seem as if I was upset. I was just confused. I was like, what is happening?
Well, don't be confused. I was just trying to help and make it easier on the server. So, you know, if you give me another chance, like I pinky promise, I won't do it again. I just feel like it's in my nature. I'll just stop myself and have some control. We'll just have to find another restaurant and give it another try.
I mean, I'm down. Look, just tell me to take my apron and I'll help out too. But yeah,
I know how to wash dishes, man.
You bust the tables.
Who can make some money, girl?
Guy sitting by himself that's hitting on the waitress. You know, like, I feel a little weird now. But if you just let me know ahead of time, I'll go. I'll rob with you guys. The manager talked to her, right? Alyssa, the manager was like, you can't do that. You appreciate the help.
But you can put an application.
Excuse me, ma'am. Please put the half poke down that you did not order and is not from your table.
No, that's not yours.
OCD takeover. So please excuse me. And so, Calvin, you give me another chance.
Oh, wow. See, this is what I'm saying. This is the focus that we spoke on. She's on a mission. Point A to point B.
Laser focus, man. There's laser focus here. Yeah, I like you. I thought you were cool. I just, again, it was just a little off. It was a little weird. If that's the way you're going to roll, I'll just know better next time. To go. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to, I told you, I'll pinky promise that I won't do it again, so.
Well, Calvin, all I'm hearing on this side is, wow, you got a strong sense of pocket pride because it's like you're a cheap date.
Yes.
All of our food's going to be newly used.
Yes. Barely eat it.
More. You're going to work for it.
You know. Who knows? You know, I'm just super excited, and I'm sorry I offended you.
Here's the good news, Alyssa, because Calvin and you both agree to go out on dinner date again. We're going to pay for dinner, so you don't need to take the table next to you's food who just got up and left. You can have your own fresh, made-for-you, custom-ordered food.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have a little poke appetizer before I come, so I won't be super hungry.
Well, you know, with your patience, and maybe you want to call it in early, that way it doesn't give you a 10-minute buffer to get up and go take someone else's food that just left.
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks for the tips, y'all.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
I know, wait, are you talking about tips in life or tips in monetary form from helping out the service?
Or just for
you. Yeah. Tips. You're right. Yeah. I don't even know.
Well, did they give you any tips? Just, I mean, doesn't matter. I'm just kind of curious. Did any of the servers give you some money for helping them out?
No.
Oh, that's some bullshit. Right there.
That
would have been like, oh, look, okay, you got some partially eaten poke.
Yeah.
You got half a glass of wine. We were going to give you a 20 spot, but after we subtract the remainder of what we just gave to you for free, or what what you took for free, we're going to give you about $12.50.
Or did you not tip at all because you already worked for your tip?
Oh, that's a good basically. Point.
Yeah, maybe I need to work my tip for Calvin to tip me next time.
Ooh.
Calvin, bring your dollars.
I was thinking about another kind of tip, but all right. Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah,
too.
That's
same tip you're talking about, just to see what it feels like. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, well, promise me this. You guys will leave a tip this time because we are paying for it.
Yes.
And they know it's coming from us, and you guys are representing us. So just tip accordingly.
Yes. The correct way now.
Yes, for a second.
Just to see what it feels like.
Yeah.
We'll give a tip. We'll do the dishes. We'll do like, it's going to be.
It's going to be a fun
play
time,
red light, green light. You pull out inside.
Okay.